Cloudflare Agents Week, April 13, 2026, ship dynamic workers in open beta, sandboxes GA, Cloudflare Mesh, Project Think, Flagship, and 15 plus additional products across 5 announcement days. The short verdict, dynamic workers and sandboxes are production ready now. Cloudflare Mesh is GA for enterprise agent networking. Project Think and voice agents are still preview. Before you ship anything, enable durable objects hibernation immediately, 100 idle WebSocket agents without it cost $416 month versus $10 month with it enabled. The marketing copy was dense enough that Hacker News asked whether Cloudflare had run out of product names. The ironic footnote. At launch, Cloudflare itself scored 33% on isatagentready.com, the agent readiness tool it shipped on Friday of that same week. What separates the real launches from the announcement noise is where production deployments are already running. And 6 weeks later, the Claude managed agents integration and Figma make on sandboxes tell that story better than any press release. Dynamic workers. Adopt now. Dynamic workers are V8 isolates spun up at runtime from code generated by an LLM, not pre-written functions, but code the agent writes and deploys per request. They start in milliseconds using a few megabytes of memory, roughly 100x faster and 10-100x more memory efficient than containers by Cloudflare's own benchmarks. The VentureBeat analysis confirmed the architecture is sound. The same V8 isolate technology that has powered workers for 8 years turns out to be the right primitive for LLM-generated code execution. The key API surface is Envloader load. The global outbound field is the security primitive that makes this production usable. It intercepts every outbound HTTP request from the dynamic worker and lets you inject credentials, rewrite headers, or block requests entirely, without the LLM-generated code ever holding a raw API token. This solves a real threat. Agents that generate and execute code have access to whatever the runtime exposes. Global outbound removes credential exposure from the attack surface. Cloudflare also documents a code mode pattern. The LLM generates a single TypeScript function, chaining multiple tool calls, the dynamic worker executes it, and only the final output ray enters the context window. This cuts token usage and latency for tool-heavy pipelines. Do facets extend dynamic workers with isolated SQLite databases per instantiated durable object? Each sub-agent, or user app, gets its own data layer without sharing a global object. This is the multi-tenancy primitive that was missing from the pre-agents week stack. What changed for durable objects and agent state 3 due related launches from the week materially changed production state management? Workflows V2 raised the ceiling to 50,000 concurrent workflows after a control plane rearchecture, with step due, LLM and tool call checkpointing. Long horizon agents that previously had no durable execution path now do. Project Think, preview, not GA, restructures the agent's SDK around the actor model. Sessions stored as a relational tree where each message carries a parent id, enabling branching forking without polluting the primary reasoning path. Non-destructive compaction summarizes older branches rather than truncating them. Full history remains in SQLite. InfoQ called the architecture not just SDK sugar. The relational session model is the right foundation for agents that need coherent long session reasoning. It ships with Agents SDK v0.8.0, adding idempotent schedules, fixing a duplicate schedule bug that could fire on due restarts, and ZOD for support. The billing trap remains unchanged. 100 idle WebSocket dues without the WebSocket Hibernation API cost $416 month in duration billing. With Hibernation enabled, the same workload approaches $10 month. Cloudflare's own documentation confirms this. Hibernation is not a default, enable it or pay for idle compute. Cloudflare Mesh for Enterprise, AI Gateway versus OpenRouter. Cloudflare Mesh assigns every AI agent, human, and mesh node a mesh IP. Traffic routes through Cloudflare's 330-city network. Access policies, gateway rules, and device posture checks apply automatically. A coding agent can read a staging database while being blocked from production financial records, granular RBAC at the network layer, not just the application layer. This is not a rename of Cloudflare Tunnel. Tunnel is inbound only, mesh is bidirectional, and either side can initiate. on AI Gateway versus OpenRouter. Both provide a unified inference endpoint across model providers with caching and request logging. AI Gateway added 14 plus providers and unweight, a lossless 22% model footprint compression at inference time. OpenRouter has deeper routing intelligence, cost-based provider selection, automatic fallback chains, a broader catalog, and is compute platform agnostic. The practical split. If your agent stack lives on workers, AI Gateway is a natural fit with zero egress and tight worker binding integration. If you need multi-region fallback routing across providers independent of compute platform, OpenRouter is still the better router. They serve different primary audiences. Cloud managed agents on Cloudflare. The enterprise deployment story, the most commercially significant post-week announcement, came May 13. Cloud managed agents on Cloudflare. The architecture deliberately decouples execution from reasoning. Cloudflare provides the hands, workers control plane, sandboxes, mesh networking. Anthropic provides the agent brain. A worker's control plane spins up a Cloudflare sandbox per agent session. Credentials are injected so the agent never holds them. Actions are logged for compliance. InfoQ's framing is precise. Picture a bank. The agent's hands run inside the bank's own cloud environment. It reaches the core system over a private connection that never touches the public internet. The May 19 follow-up added Cloudflare environments for scoped sandbox configuration. The gap between prototype and production enterprise deployment is now measurably smaller. For deeper context on the Cloudflare agentic infrastructure layer, see the Cloudflare agentic cloud control plane post and the prior build deep dives from May 13 and May 14. Where Cloudflare's stack still loses in 2026 five production limits that matter more than the announcement volume. 1. Large model inference ceiling. You are not running a 70B model at the edge. Routing, classification, embedding, and small model inference work well. Heavy reasoning still routes to centralized clusters, adding latency hops for every GPT-4o or Claude Sonnet call. 2. 30-second CPU cap per event. Long LLM chains or multi-step tool pipelines exceeding 30s of CPU per do message are silently evicted. Use Keep Alive from Project Think or route long steps to workflows. 3v8 cross-isolate risk, 8% residual. Cloudflare uses MPK, memory protection keys, to cover 92% of Spectre-style cross-isolate reads on x64. The 8% residual keeps security teams that require micro-VM-level isolation on AWS Lambda or GCP Cloud Run. 4. Python agent support is thin. The entire stack is TypeScript first. Python agents need wrappers or belong on a different runtime. 5. No independent benchmarks yet. The 100x faster than containers figure is Cloudflare's own measurement against their own container baseline. As of June 2026, no independent third-party benchmarks exist for dynamic workers, agent memory, or Project Think, which agent's weak feature prevents LLM-generated code from holding raw API credentials at runtime. A. Cloudflare Mesh B. Global Outbound in Dynamic Workers. C. Agent Memory D. Project Think Configure Session. Answer. B. Global Outbound intercepts all outbound HTTP requests from a dynamic worker, injecting credentials at the edge proxy layer so the agent-generated code itself never sees the token. The production-ready tier from Agents Week 2026 is narrower than the announcement volume suggests. Dynamic workers, sandboxes, mesh, and flagship are safe to build on today. Project Think is the architecture to watch for H2 2026. The relational session model is serious engineering, just not GA yet. And the hibernation trap is the first thing to fix in any existing Cloudflare agents deployment. To go deeper on the full production deployment lifecycle, durable objects, mesh networking, workflows, and the Claude managed agents integration, the Academy course/Cloudflare agents platform workers to production covers all of it end to end.